Broadcasting live from Sanderson Ford for their 67th anniversary sale, it's Rosie on the House.
Romy, do you want to cover scam alerts or introduce a guest?
Scam alerts, that's boring. You can get that information on any program.
Okay, all right.
It's not a live broadcast at Sanderson Ford without bringing out the heavy hitters. We had Al McCoy's join us last hour to start off as he's just wrapped up his 50th year announcing for the Phoenix Suns. And when I looked up his profile, I'm like, it said 1972. I'm like, wait, he hasn't been doing it 50 years. I'm like, oh, no, 72 was 50 years ago. We've got Tim Hattrick, Tim, Ben, and Brooke. Welcome to the broadcast. I think this is the fifth or sixth time we've had the pleasure of having you on when we're out here at Sanderson Ford.
Absolutely. It's great to see you guys. Great to be back with you, like, face-to-face and, you know, just all together the way it used to be. So.
Man, it's like talking old home week. I mean, your high school and my high school were big
rivals.
I went to Scottsdale High, which is no longer there. Where did you go?
So, well, I started at Sahara.
Okay, all right.
And then graduated Chaparral just barely.
Just barely. Yeah, I know that feeling.
By the skin of my teeth.
There's a lot of people right now that just barely finished.
No kidding. Oh, yeah. Scottsdale High was great. It was right at Scottsdale and Indian School, basically. And then they tore it down to put up a mall. And it's been so long ago, that mall went out of business. That was the Galleria. I remember they said
that didn't last long.
No, it didn't. And it was like, I think it was too high end, if that's possible for Scottsdale. But it was. They came in and they. I remember they did an assembly once when I was still at Scottsdale High, and they said the land that this high school sits on is so valuable we could pick up the entire place and move it like three blocks from here, and it would still be profitable to sell the land and build a brand new school a few blocks away. So I realized back then we weren't probably going to be there for long. So
well, Scottsdale High was kind of innovative, and it's actually where I started learning construction.
Oh, yeah.
Because in the back of the campus.
Votech, right?
That was the vocational training.
And yes.
And I got bused from Chaparral and Sahara.
Right.
I think three afternoons a week. And actually got to learn what a 16-penny nail was and how to drive it. And
that's
what a
true.
Nail gun was and how to lay block and mortar. And that's really where I started getting my formal training was right there at Scottsdale High School.
I wonder, do they have programs like that around high schools now?
Oh, boy,
still?
Do they.
Because
so, like,
that's
on,
so great.
On steroids.
Yeah.
They've got them.
And I can't remember the oversight name of the agency that does it, but there's 14 districts in Arizona. I'm sure you've heard of EVIT.
Okay, yeah.
And WESMEC.
Yep.
You know, they have regional districts, and there's 14 throughout the state. Tucson's
JTED.
Is JTED, so they do have great vocational.
Well, and you know, that was such a big deal. I did a little bit of the automotive courses there.
Yeah.
And, you know, and we had four kids in 4 years, and so I told them all, look, you can't all go to college, so if a couple of you want to learn a trade, that's okay with me. And I wish there was a little more emphasis on that, because it's a great way to get out of high school and start making money and making a living right away.
Our guest at the 8 o'clock, he brought his son who's just about to turn 17, and he does artificial turf and weed.
I heard that's very big now. No. Yeah. Oh, weed control. I'm sorry. Yeah. I stopped you too soon.
That even took me a second. I needed coffee to catch up with Tim here.
That's right. But, it's great. One of my daughters is a hairstylist, and she, through all of my career, has made more money than me. So there's nothing wrong with working with your hands, and I don't need to tell you guys that.
And Tim, how long have you been on air? We had Al McCoy here, and he's celebrate 50 years.
He's 50 years.
I mean,
I'm a little behind.
How about Tim Hattrick?
I think it's somewhere in the early 30s right now.
That's awesome.
And it's been a ride. I tell people I haven't had a good career. I've had about five different good careers, and I keep coming back. So. Until they find a way to keep me from being on the radio, I guess I'll be here.
You know, I didn't go to Sahara and Scottsdale High School to learn to lay brick to get on the radio. People always ask me, how'd you get on the radio? It was easy. Somebody dared me.
Uh-huh.
Now, how did you get on the radio?
You know, it's funny because back when I was going to high school, there was a station that was based out of Thomas Mall, which was at Thomas and 44th Street.
Yeah.
And there was a little station that had a window into the mall. And I remember I was about 15 or 16, just on a summer day being bored and going down there and staring into the studio and watching this guy do a show. And after a couple hours, he invited me in to sit there and watch him
do it. What a hoot.
And I, from that day, honestly, I was I went, I think I could do this for a living. I could see myself doing this. And so I went to NAU and worked on their radio and TV program, worked on stations up there, and here I am all these years later. I've tried to do other stuff. I'm just not very good at it.
Well, you're very well. You are a legacy member of the local broadcast.
Well, I appreciate
pool,
that,
that's
brother.
For sure.
Listen, you know, also, my mom told me a story that once they were buying a car. They were working at a dealership buying a car, and there was a radio personality at the lot doing a show from the lot. And I was maybe 4 years old, and I stood there and watched the guy, and I was enamored. And all these years later, here I am at a car dealership on the radio.
Wow. The equipment's a little different.
It's a little different,
yeah. Oh, man, isn't that the truth?
But it's neat. The consumer end of radio still is the same. And
yeah.
One of the things I enjoy about it is one of the things advertisers hate. It's like, well, how do you know how many people listen? You don't. How do you track them? You don't. It's a private medium that you consume without
being
tracked.
Yeah. No, it's changed. I've worked for some pretty wise people who said, if what you have to say and do is interesting, then the platform may change, the pipeline may change, but they'll always need good content. And I'm lucky that I'm on a good platform, and people through either listening on the radio or on the apps, you know. It's funny. We used to – our show at one time, the Tim and Willie Show, was syndicated on about, I don't know, 22 different stations around the country, and we thought we were watch out, Rush Limbaugh, we're coming for you. But now you don't have to be syndicated. We get calls from people. We stream our show in the morning on Facebook for an hour, and there's a woman who listens every morning for us, afternoon for her, from Italy. There's people in Australia that listen. There's people who listen all over the world online, and it's a really cool way to be syndicated, you know.
How does it do that?
I don't know. It's all technical to me.
I mean, the one time we had the broadcast engineer on, and he was saying, Rosie, you talk into your microphone.
Right.
And then it goes in this wire, finds its way back to the broadcast, goes up to a satellite that's 22,000 miles.
Sure.
Circling above the Earth, comes back to all your other stations that are carrying your voice. And the people are listening to your voice after traveling through the wires and the air and all that. Just about 7/10 of a second.
Yeah.
After you say it. Now, how do they do that?
I don't know, but I just want to send a shout out to Guglielmo Marconi, who invented this whole thing. Quite an idea.
Well, listen, Mr. Hattrick, we're on a home improvement show. What's the last home improvement project you tackled?
Well, you know, I very much love, my favorite tool in my toolbox is the Black & Decker Power Check Writer. I love to hire somebody else to come do it for me. But I've been looking at my master bathroom, my shower, and I could probably use new countertops in there. But mostly my shower, it's like a, you know, it's a walk-in shower with no door.
Okay.
And there's two shower heads. And it's just the tile in it is a little tired and old, and it probably needs to be redone at some point. And so that's something that's been on my list for a little while.
What's the vintage of the home?
I'm going to say it was built in the early 70s and maybe flipped in the maybe mid-2000s.
No sunken shower.
No.
Those were real popular back in
that's
the
right,
days.
Yeah.
Well,
right.
We were able to charge people extra for those.
That's funny.
And now we're making a lot of money filling them all back in.
And I lived in Central Phoenix, and there was, you know, the ranch homes, the one-story ranch homes. And then in some of the houses, I had a neighbor that had the sunken living room.
Oh, yeah.
Which just seemed like a tripping hazard always. You just, you know, you get up in the middle of the night to go get a glass of water, and next thing you know, you're face down 4 feet lower than you were.
You know, Tim, I don't remember which James Bond movie it was, but it was a James Bond movie that had a sunken tri-level living room arrangement. And from the day that movie went to the day we were installing sunken living room, it was like 3 months. Everybody wanted one.
No kidding.
Yes, it was a James Bond movie.
You know, this is a funny thing. And there is a connection here because we are at Sanderson Ford, and the Bronco is back. It's very popular.
Amen, brother.
I listened to a podcast about the history of the Ford Bronco, and when they get to the part about the chase with O.J., this is funny. The low-speed chase in that white Ford Bronco led to a spike in sales of Ford Broncos right after that. Isn't that bizarre? It's so interesting. Well,
and it's not it's like you said, it's a slow chase, so it's not like it was a high-speed chase where they're like, look at the performance of this thing. No. You go 20 miles an hour. I need one of those.
We actually, Willie and I did our show from a Bronco, a white Bronco, and we went, whatever it was, 23 miles an hour, and we went on the freeway, I-10 to I-17, all morning live on the radio, just trolling along in the Bronco after that. So
now, you mentioned Willie twice. We had a native Arizona that works for us in the office, and we were talking. And I don't know exactly the context of everything, but she just goes, wait, Tim on Tim, Ben and Brooke is Tim from Tim and Willie? I'm like, yes.
Yeah, that's
your
right.
Your voice didn't change. The other names did, but it's the same Tim.
Yeah. Well, Willie's doing great. He's up in Prescott and golfing a lot and enjoying his life. I still talk to him probably a couple times a month, and he's still same old crazy Willie. So,
good.
Yeah.
We're here at Sanderson Ford broadcasting live. It's Rosie on the House Show. When we broadcast live, it's easier if you will text your questions.
411-923 eliminates one extra, and then we'll just address your question live on air.
I do want to give, before we go to break, which we're going to go to here in about 15 seconds, I do want to bring up this scam alert, because with APS's rate change coming up, it seems like whatever news is in the headlines, somebody figures a way to make a scam out of it. And so there are fake energy auditors going around to APS customers scamming you out of your money. If you haven't asked someone to come give you a proposal, do not answer the door and take the bait of someone offering you something you never asked for.
And it's pretty easy to find out what kind of provider you are. You just go to the company's website, hit the coverage map, and I mean, anybody can find out if you're on APS, TEP, SRP. Pretty easy thing to do.